For the last 10 years, farmers in tobacco-growing states have been slowly saying goodbye to the old leaf in favor of other crops. There's a lot of corn and soy, but some farmers are also trying out less familiar plants, crops that appeal to immigrants. NPR's April Fulton visited one farm in southern Maryland that is growing African vegetables.
Drive just over an hour down the back roads south of Washington, D.C., and the landscape gets greener. I pull into a gravel lane off a winding road in Charles County, Maryland. There's a wooden sign in a clearing. It says, African Produce. An arrow points the way.
Hi, are you George?
Yep.
I'm April.
How you doing?
I'm good.
George Bowling leans on his shed, smiling and squinting in the sun. It's a steamy August morning, and he wears a faded baseball cap. He takes me on a tour of his fields.
Well, I've had the African eggplant. I've had the hot peppers. Yellow tomatoes, red tomatoes, okra, and potato leaves, watermelon, cantaloupe.
George and his wife Julia got into African crops just recently after some customers started asking for sweet potato leaves to cook with.
We'd never heard of anybody that ate sweet potato leaf, and when we plowed our sweet potatoes last year, that's when they first started coming in, and they begged him to plant the African produce and that they would come to his farm.
It's George Bowling's first year with the new crops, but certainly not his first year farming. He's been working corn and tobacco fields for a big part of his 70-something years. But as cigarette taxes and foreign competition have gone up, the tobacco industry has faded. Bowling doesn't miss it. He pours a bucket of fiery African peppers onto his scale. This year, he planted 7 acres of his 60-acre farm with African vegetables. There's a big market, potentially. Nearly 120,000 people from Africa live in the D.C. area.
Thank you.
A group of women in colorful headscarves, long pants and long sleeves, gets out of a car. Gladys Fontem from Cameroon is here to pick hot peppers, the key to her spicy stews. She pulls on surgical gloves to protect her hands.
It's very hard. You need to put on gloves, trust me.
She says the kind of peppers she wants are hard to find at stores. They can be dried out or very expensive. They're shipped from far away. Bowling charges just 80 cents a pound, all you can pick. Customers come and pick and go tell their friends. This time, Fontem brought her sister, Ara.
We come to the farm because it gives us a taste of home. Yeah, the smell, the fields. It's like we're back home.
In other parts of the U.S., the foods of home are different. A recent study by Rutgers and other universities showed that the demand for Mexican, Indian, Chinese, and Puerto Rican produce is worth more than $1 billion on the East Coast alone. Yao Afan Chow is an ethnic crop specialist and something of an evangelist.
Well, not in the true sense of evangelization, but I am really trying to have people discover new foods.
He emigrated from Togo to Maryland 20 years ago. The University of Maryland hired him to explore whether African crops could even grow in the state. He tried peppers and melons and things like edible hibiscus and jute leaves. Turns out they grow fairly well, but it takes some adjustments.
We have few problems. We have a weather problem. This is a temperate zone, and so the growing period is shorter.
He works with farmers like George Bowling. Bowling shows me what's left of his melon patch.
You had 3 rows of cantaloupe from here to the woods, and the sun cooked them all. A total loss, almost.
How do the African crops do with the heat? Do they fare a little better than some of these things?
Not really, because the what they call the African eggplant, when it gets real hot like that, they turn red and they don't want them.
These red eggplants are actually supposed to be green with white stripes. I ask George if he makes any money.
I've probably got a net return $1 an hour now.
$1 an hour. Doesn't sound like much, but he tells me he's technically retired, so he can afford to experiment. Maryland has given many farmers an incentive to experiment. Back in 2000, the state offered them money to stop growing tobacco, as long as they kept their farms going. More than 80% of the Maryland farmers who qualified took the buyout. Some are now growing wine grapes, some are giving farm tours and Halloween hayrides, and some are taking African vegetables even further, introducing them to new customers at farmers markets and fancy restaurants. April Fulton, NPR News, Washington.